1 through 3. It's a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. It says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see the power and your glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today, it's what we're going to be singing about. It's better than life. And then Jesus is better than life. Alrighty. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We look to you, Lord Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
It's a little upbeat, a little praise here and there every once in a while. Lift his name up.
All your ways are just, O Lord, you're just in all your ways.
Yes, you
and I will lift my hands, O Lord, with gratitude and praise. For your loving kindness, your loving kindness, better than life.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's better. Better than life.
Call me a dude.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. Probably not doing that, so probably, you know, you take it with a grain of salt, but really that men can't see dirt. Like women can. You know, they're just inability. They don't see things are messed up and need cleaning up like women do. I guess there's something wrong with their eyesight, Brother Thurston. You know, my eyes are just not, you know, dirt. You know, I don't see it.
You know? Well, as we hear but, now, that men don't have peripheral vision.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. But, you know.
They're not detailed. If it's messy, it's dirty. If it's filthy and straight, it's fine.
Okay. So anyway, that's why the Lord gives us wives. Mm-hmm. So they can see what we don't see, you know. Yeah. And, you know, how many times have you asked your husband or whatever, you know, clean this, and they go in and clean it, and then you go back and you check, and your sons or whatever, he's well, that's not clean. Well, it looks clean to me. You know, it's like an ability to see. Okay? So, I'm just kidding.
I heard Andrew Wallach say one time, he said, if he came in, if a guy, and he lives in Colorado, so he's messy. If he came in and walked up the steps and made messes, and his wife got mad at him, he would think, you love that floor in this house more than you do me. Well, that taught me a lesson. Is that the way men think? Not all the time. That's what
I don't think they think that.
That's what Andrew Womack thinks.
Well, it's going to be kind of a laid-back lesson today. I'm not going to preach and pound you on the head. At least in the first 10 minutes.
Well, you gave us a punch the last time. I mean, you were really punching him the last time.
But
you let your leg back today.
I thought I would talk a little bit today. Well, I tell you what, let's just start by reading. We talked about Jesus last two Sundays we were here. And I'm going to read something. You don't even have to turn to it, but I know you're all got it memorized. It's called the Great Commission. Okay, mm-hmm. And it's the very end of Matthew. Mm-hmm. It's Matthew 28, 18 through 20, but I know you all know this. So it says, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now get this, all power is given to me. Mm-hmm. He said me. Mm-hmm. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. All right. Now, you notice those pronouns I was emphasizing, right? But he said those pronouns in verse 18, all power is given to me. And in 20, observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, right? But look at verse 19, he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the
Son
and of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, if he was all into me in first verse and I in the second verse, why is it that when he comes to the middle, he says, the Son. Why didn't he just say, baptizing them in the name of the Father and me and the Holy Spirit? Think about that. Why didn't he just say that? Because he was in a, you know, he was in a row, right? He was talking about himself. But then he comes up and he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Okay. This is probably one of the strongest statements of the Trinity that you can find. One of the strongest statements that there is a Trinity, all right? And the equality of the Trinity, all right? And the close communion of the Trinity, okay? My sons were, in fact, all three of them, were involved in a speech and debate club. And one of the areas where they could do a speech was apologetics. And what they would do when they came in to do an apologetic speech, they would have three slips of paper, which had three subjects on them. And they would take three slips of paper, and they would go to another room or whatever, and they would look at them, and they would prepare their speech. They had just a few minutes to prepare a speech on one of those three topics. They could choose any one of those topics they wanted, all right? But, you know, they would just discard the other two. They would choose a topic. And so it could be all kinds of topics, all right? It could be on the divinity of Christ, or it could be on what people say about Jesus, or whatever, you know, this sort of thing. And so one of the, we always had a pastor to come in and teach what the apologetics class, you know, so they could, you know, get it right. And he, and one of his pastors, he says, now, I always advise my students that when they pick up these three, if one of them says the Trinity, don't use it. You're down to two choices now. Because the Trinity is so hard to understand, was what he was saying. The Trinity is so hard to understand. Don't even fool trying to explain it. You know, you don't have enough time to do it in your short speech to talk about the Trinity. You know, so don't even bother with it. That's one of those you just put down. You got two choices now, you know. So I thought I'd do something today. I thought we'd talk about Trinity. Yep. So the very thing he said don't do, I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And so here's, we talked about, you know, Jesus, mm-hmm, last two times, right? We talked about who he is, you know, his kingdom, everything. But Jesus isn't here. I mean, you know, we can't wash his feet, mm-hmm, right? We can't put our hands in his hands. We can't put our hands in his side like Thomas did. Mm-hmm. He isn't here, is he? But he is here.
Mm-hmm.
He is here. How is he here? I don't see it. Mm-hmm. Right? If I were to take Thurston's tie and pick it up, I wouldn't see it. I wouldn't see it underneath it, you know? I mean, where's he hiding, Thurston? Is he in your shoe? You know? Where are we hiding Jesus? You know? Is he underneath our cross that we've sometimes wear and all that kind of stuff? No, he's not there, is he? It's the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit. You know, when Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, what was he doing? He was making all three of those equal.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those equal. Well, you can get in trouble for doing that, Jesus. Jesus, you can get in trouble making those equal. Didn't you realize when you said back in John 10:30, I and my Father are one? Don't you realize they was going to kill you?
Mm-hmm.
People were going to kill you and escape from them. And you just said you and your Father were one. And now you're making you and your Father and the Holy Spirit one.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? Don't you realize those are powerful words.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful words. So, we as Christians, we believe God in three persons. Blessed Trinity. You remember the hymn? Mm-hmm. God in three persons.
Mm-hmm.
They're all one. We believe in one God. Hear, mm-hmm, O Israel.
Yeah.
The Lord thy God is one God, right? One God. So who's this coming up saying, I and my Father are one? Weird, huh? People trip over this. People stumble over this. Talk to a Muslim. You'll find somebody stumbling over this,
mm-hmm,
tripping over this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. You know, I was talking with someone, and they said they don't even discuss the Trinity in their church because it's not allowed in there, the Trinity. And I said, huh? I said, never heard of it. You know, everybody. She said, well, you know, it would just, the Trinity is not allowed to be spoken because they don't believe in Trinity nor triune. I went, oh, okay.
Did it say why?
I didn't go into that.
Oh.
You might listen.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted us to, yeah, we call ourselves Pentecostals, Charismatics, whatever term you want to use. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we must believe in the Spirit.
Yes.
We believe the gifts of the Spirit. We must believe there's a Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that the Holy Spirit still gives gifts today.
Mm-hmm.
Abilities. We say gifts, but they're really abilities, right? Mm-hmm. The ability to prophesy, the ability to heal. Mm-hmm. Right? All these abilities that he gives. Ability to do miracles and works. He gives these abilities today.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit's here. He's still at work. He's the only evidence of Jesus we have,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Yeah.
That's alive and working with us today.
Mm-hmm.
But who is this Holy Spirit? Did he just jump on the scene when Jesus started talking about him? Right? I mean, you know, you find Jesus, he starts talking about the Holy Spirit a little bit. And you don't find him talking much about the Holy Spirit until you get to John 14 through 16. He says, I will send you the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. That's when you really find him start talking about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before that, it's mainly the Jews. They say, well, you cast out demons by the spirit of Beelzebub. He said, no. That's not the way it works.
Uh-huh.
You shouldn't blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful that you don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, kind of like, well, you know, did the Jews not know about the Holy Spirit? Is he just kind of one of these silent partners? Is not talking about much?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in actuality, the Jews didn't know about the Holy Spirit. Okay? In Genesis 1-2, we get introduced to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
It says the Holy Spirit was right there in the beginning of creation, even before. He was brooding over the face of the deep.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Spirit of God.
Amen.
So right from the very beginning, we understand that there's a Spirit of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
He's brooding.
Jesus.
Brooding over the face of the deep. He's right there at the beginning of creation.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Right? We know Jesus was right there. In the beginning was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
But also in the beginning was the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Of course, that doesn't surprise us because we know that God is one and all three of them. Mm-hmm. Right? But I just thought I'd rehearse some of this for us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now, let's go to Psalm 104:30. Okay? And let's look at what we find there. Now, you know, if you hang around me very much, you're going to find out that Psalms 103 is just super precious to me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And forget not all thy benefits, and there's six benefits he gives there, and they're wonderful things. That's a wonderful
Amen.
Wake up in the morning saying, you know, sort of saying, you know, he heals all my diseases.
Mm-hmm.
He forgives all my iniquities. He restores. He restores my youth.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, yeah.
So
like that.
We come to Psalm 104, and that's a pretty good psalm itself.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It's not too shabby.
No.
All right. He starts talking about, and he starts praising God, the psalmist does, and he talks about all the stuff in creation, really. He starts talking about creation.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then he starts talking about, he says, even look at Leviathan, all right? The creatures of the deep. He feeds Leviathan.
Yes.
He gives him food.
Yes.
He makes sure everybody has food, right?
Yes.
And it's kind of interesting. When he says that, it makes you think, wait a minute now. All right. In verse 27, he says, these wait all upon you, that you may give them their meat in due season.
Jesus.
All right?
Yeah.
Wow, that rings a bell. Give them their meat in due season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm thinking, yeah. Matthew 6, he says, I feed the birds.
Mm-hmm.
The birds get their food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I clothe the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gives them their meat in due season. Yeah, oh yeah.
Jesus.
That's the servant that Jesus was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The servant of the household that while his Lord is gone, the servant gives his fellow servants their meat in due season.
Yeah.
At the right time.
Like me.
thinking, well, that's pretty good.
Glory, hallelujah. That's good.
And it says there, you know, he says, if you hide your face, they're troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. But then in verse 30, he says something pretty interesting. He says, you send forth your spirit.
Yes.
They are created, and they renew, and you renew the face of the earth.
Wow.
Whoa. You send forth your spirit, and they are created.
Break it down, man.
And you renew the face of the earth. The Holy Spirit's creative work is not over.
No.
It's
that proves
it. It's still going on. It is still going. He is still doing his work.
Jesus.
Now, Pastor Jim has said from the pulpit that the universe is expanding at 186,000 miles per second. It's still going on, man.
Well, I've got to wrap it up. I'm out of time here. But what it comes down to is that in the Old Testament, the people understood that when the Holy Spirit came upon a person, they had the power to do mighty things. Read in Judges. A judge would have the Holy Spirit come upon him, and the judge would go out and deliver Israel. Gideon had the power of the Holy Spirit come upon him, and he was able to go out and do mighty things. Right? Talks about Elijah. Elijah, the Holy Spirit made the Bible to come and snatch you up and move you away, and then what would I be, you know? Right? The Spirit was there.
Yes,
the Spirit
was
power.
Jesus.
The Spirit could create. The Spirit is in you.
Yeah.
Praise God.
You. That same Spirit.
Same Spirit.
Is in us.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Being
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He doesn't just fix what's wrong. He can create something.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Something's missing.
Jesus.
He just created that one.
Jesus.
Man, yeah.
If you're missing an arm, what can the Holy Spirit do?
Bring another one.
He can make another one.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the power you've got in you.
Amen. 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 I like
Jesus.
That.
Father, thank you for this food. We thank you for the hands that prepared it. All the work that went into preparing our gathering today.
Thank you.
We ask that you will be with us in all things. We thank you for the rain. We look outside and we say, yeah, it's wet. Let it come. Because we need the rain. And we thank you for bringing the rain.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.